ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6th, entitled Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates, Text 16. Vidvan apitvan apitham dhanuja kutumbam pushnan svalokaya nakalpate vai यः स्वीय पारक्य विभिन्न भावस् तमः प्रपद्येत यथा विमूढः। रिपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ माय फ्रेंड सन्स ऑफ डीमंस, in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider, this is mine and that is for others. Thus, they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families in a limited conception of family life, just like uneducated cats and dogs. They are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Purport. In human society, there are attempts to educate the human being. But for animal society, there is no such system. Nor are animals able to be educated. Therefore, animals and unintelligent men are called vimudha. Or ignorant, bewildered, whereas an educated person is called Vidwan. The real Vidwan is one who tries to understand his own position within the material world, within this material world. For example, when Sanatan Goswami submitted to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first question was, Ke Ami, Kene Amaye Jare Tapatraye? In other words, he wanted to know his constitutional position and why he was suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence. This is the process of education. If one does not ask, who am I, what is the goal of my life, but instead follows the same animal propensities as cats and dogs, what is the use of his education? As discussed in the previous verse, a living entity is entrapped by his fruitive activities. Exactly like a silkworm trapped in its own cocoon. Foolish persons are generally encaged by their fruitive actions, karma, because of a strong desire to enjoy this material world. Such attracted persons become involved in society, community, and nation and waste their time, not having profited from having obtained human forms. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, great leaders, politicians, philosophers, and scientists, they're all engaged in foolish activities, thinking, this is mine and this is yours. The scientists invent nuclear weapons and collaborate with the big leaders to protect the interests of their own nation or society. In this verse, however, it is clearly stated that despite their so-called advanced knowledge, they actually have the same mentality as cats and dogs. As cats, dogs, and other animals, not knowing their true interest in life, they become increasingly involved in ignorance. The so-called educated person who does not know his own self-interest or the true goal of life becomes increasingly involved in materialism. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises everyone to follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Specifically, at a certain point, one must give up family life and take to the renounced order of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge and thus become liberated. This is further discussed in the following verses. Om Agyan. So before starting, I would like to beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas before attempting to speak something. So here, this wonderful teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad instructs his demonic schoolmates. Actually, this was the first book I ever read, you know, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And apparently, some purports are very heavy and very open. So Prabhupada in one lecture was telling, as you say, Prabhupada is telling here that great leaders, philosophers and scientists are all engaged in foolish activities. It requires quite boldness to write it in a book which is published, going to be an international publication, and everybody is going to read it. The great politicians, philosophers, scientists, all these great so-called educated persons are foolish. In fact, at one place Prabhupada writes in one purport where he describes the four kinds of duskritinas. He says, mudha, naradhamas. And he mentions the category of Naradhamas, that they are the lowest of mankind. And Prabhupada mentions 99.9% of the current population belongs to the category of Naradhamas, the lowest of mankind. So that way Prabhupada establishes the position of the current, this Yuga, this current generation. In one lecture, as you see, Arjuna is several times addressed as Mahabaho, mighty armed. In several verses, in conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, Mahabaho. So in one lecture, Prabhupada was giving the lecture and he was telling that Mahabaho means mighty arm. So who is mighty arm? He said, a preacher is actually really Mahabaho. A preacher is a warrior. Why a preacher is warrior? That he goes right on the face and attacks the materialistic society, the non-devotees. A preacher is really a Mahabaho. Can you imagine what it takes? Okay, pure devotee still is very strong. But here is new struggling bhakta is right put on the preaching field. Go and distribute books. Go and preach, give lecture. What strength does he has? As Lord Krishna describes, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durateya. He describes this material energy as Daivi Shakti. So Prabhupada explains why this material energy is called Daivi Shakti. This material energy, which the living entity is struggling with, is called Daivi Shakti because of its divine connection with the supreme will of the Lord. Because of its divine connection, all the movements are directly connected under the Lord's will. So it is the Lord's energy. And a preacher has so much guts that he directly goes and fights against the waves of this material energy. Now, a preacher is going to fight with the material energy. We often hear the example, just like, you know, coal mine. If you enter a coal mine, a person enters the coal mine, does anybody expect that person to come back absolutely clean, neat and white? What's going to happen to him? Naturally, he's going to become black. He's going to get the contamination, right? Or a child doesn't know how to play. If he goes and plays with fire, what is going to him? Definitely is going to burn his hand. He's going to be playing with fire. A person goes to coal mine, definitely going to get contaminated, is going to turn his face black and come back. So here we see the devotees in Krishna consciousness movement, or anybody, any transcendentalist on the spiritual path, especially the preacher, is right going in the deepest caves, in the deepest wells of material energy, trying to rescue the fallen conditioned souls. So just like entering a coal mine, you're going to turn black. Similarly, entering and playing with this matter, with this material energy, trying to fight the strong waves of material energy. How can a devotee maintain his safe position? How can a devotee maintain his transcendental consciousness? How can any transcendentalist prevent any contamination of matter in his life? How can one avoid his fall down from the path of spiritual life? One may think like that. Such powerful waves, you are staying right in the material energy. Not gone back to the spiritual world yet. As it's explained in Nectar of Devotion, Iha Yasya Hare Dasa. It is said that a person who is engaged with his body, mind and activities in the service should be considered on a liberated platform. How is that? So we see here, devotees are engaged in service in the material world, doing variety of services, but it's not going to be an easy task. Even in third canto, when Lord Brahma, he's praying for the before the creation, he renders some prayers for creative energy. So he is going to do a huge task of creation. A big service is given to him by the Supreme Lord to this first living entity in this universe, Brahmaji, to do a first service of creation. And this creation is not some small service, some small little bit. It's a big, big project. He's going to create the living entities. And before creating the living entities, he's going to create all the ignorance which is going to bewilder all the living entities. So considering that he is given such a difficult service, which he doesn't want to do that, he does not want to put the living entities through that, but now he is given a kind of service which involves such powerful modes of passion, isn't it? Creation is a mode of passion. Sometimes we also wonder, living in this material world, affected by the modes of passion, taking up so many projects, it's all in the mode of passion. So Brahmaji is also thinking, you are giving me such heavy service of creating, I am afraid that I might myself get entangled in this material energy. Seeing the power of this delusion. We see even Shukdev Goswami Maharaj, before taking birth, he didn't want to appear to this material world. He knew this material world is very dangerous. Anybody can get entangled. He didn't want to come out of the womb of his mother. So here also Brahmaji, considering all this situation that this material world is very dangerous, even if we go in the mood of doing a service, what happens? We all the more get entangled. Same fear Arjuna had. So Brahmaji mentioned this in his prayers. He mentions, Esha prapanna varado ramayatma shaktya. He says, Esha prapanna varado ramayatma shaktya. Oh my Lord, you are always enjoying in with your transcendental internal potency. And he refers prapanna varado. So as Prabhupada starts this world, describing the condition of material world, that how material world sucks you, entangles you in the modes, in spite of your so-called endeavor to come out. So here he says, Esha prapanna varado. Prapanna varado, he says, you are the benefactor of surrendered souls. Prapanna is those who are surrendered, those who have taken your shelter. You are his benefactor. You give protection to such a person. Yad yad karishyati grihita gunavatar tasmin swavikramamidam srijato picheta yunjita karma shamalam chayatha vijayam. Karma shamalam is, he says, now you have given me this huge task of creation, a service, and at the same time I expected to maintain my transcendental consciousness of being your servant, being subordinate to you. It seems to be a very difficult task. So there, before and only, he offers his prayers and begs for the benediction. The Lord, okay, I am going to do this service, but you are going to protect me, please. First he begs the intelligence, give me the intelligence how to do this service, but then getting involved with matter is a very dangerous act. So this is the warning given here. Karma shamalam, he may get contaminated by the karma. So it's not such an easy thing. In the Bhagavad Gita, this verse comes in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Before that, yes, Vedaham samatitani vartmanani cha Arjuna. He says, Lord is explaining that how I know past, present and future. But no one can know me. So there he explains his deluding energy, the power of the illusion created by the supreme potency of the Lord. Ichha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata. He explains that how all the living entities, who fall down to material world, Prabhupada explains, they get separated from the Lord who is pure knowledge. When they get separated from pure knowledge, what happens? They come to this world. And they are bewildered and deluded by Ichha, Dvesha, desire and hatred. So such is the deluding energy that they get bewildered by desire and hatred. Deluded by desire or hankering to achieve certain objects and hatred of certain objects, certain people, certain situations. Desire and hatred. Such is the power of the bewildering or deluding energy of the Lord. So Brahmaji is very afraid that I may also get attracted. And actually it happens. We see that further is described in third canto that how Brahmaji, in the act of creation, he creates all his sons. And finally he falls in attraction to his own daughter. That pastime is explained in the third canto. So very fearful of the material energy. So Prabhupada explains in the four kinds of foolish people. He says, Naradhama, Maya, Aparita, Jnana, Mudha, four kinds of foolish people are there. So he mentions about the category of Maya, Aparita, Jnana. He says these people, apparently greatly educated, like as the translation says here, apparently advanced in education, have the propensity to consider this is mine and this is for the others. Desire and hatred. They get deluded. So Prabhupada mentions who are this Maya, Aparita, Jnana. This category of people are great, great philosophers, scientists, poets, apparently greatly advanced in education. But Prabhupada says all their education is stolen by the illusory and material energy of the Lord. In one lecture, Sri Prabhupada was giving, so he mentions, actually the whole world is just full of mudhas. There is a small mudha and there is a big mudha. Who is a small mudha? He's just trying to enjoy sense gratification in this world. A small mudha. But then there's a big mudha. He could not enjoy sense gratification, so he's trying to become one with God. So we have just population of small mudhas and big mudhas. Maya, Aparita, Jnana, they are big, big people, big, big philosophers, poets, scientists, great educated people, so-called highly learned in their education. But the effects of their knowledge are stolen by the illusory energy. Either they try to enjoy sense gratification or try to become one with God. So, like this, the material world is a very, very bewildering place. And a devotee is afraid that while playing with matter, while living in this material energy, he may also get bewildered by this potency of desire and hatred. Therefore, Prabhupada says, preacher is a Mahabaho, is a warrior, and he is always at a great danger. I remember when we were new devotees in the college. So naturally, a new person is enthusiastic to tell everyone about the preaching and what's happening in the temple and tell so many things, philosophy, and just hears a big lecture, heavy lecture, and just downloads the whole thing in front of all his classmates or friends or relatives or whoever it is. And I remember when we were doing that, so we were like 2-3 people in the college, and all the classmates, you know, they would pass so many comments. He says, "Saw chuhe khake billi haj ko chali." So like that. So they would pass so many comments. Because the devotee himself is coming from a background where he had no understanding of Krishna consciousness. And now he is claiming to a big philosopher talking about big, big things. So therefore, it's a very humbling experience to speak on this exalted philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So naturally this prayer comes that now I am trying to play around with material energy, which is very daivi hai shagunamayin. Another boy, he made a cartoon on the notice board, a big cartoon with a devotee and written, Mume Ram, what is that? Bagal me churi. So like that, so many comments they would pass. So material energy is a very, very difficult thing to deal with. So we see one example comes in about this philosophy, this is mine, this is yours. In the first canto of the Dhritarashtra quits home. Yesterday, Radhika Vallabhu was discussing very nicely in the Brahmachari class about the chapter. So the Dhritarashtra quits home, that chapter, it is explained. Now just imagine this Bhagavad Gita starts with Dhritarashtra Uvacha. And it ends also explaining, you know, Sanjay is talking to Dhritarashtra with that conversation. So Dhritarashtra, one of those persons who heard all the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna also heard 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. And Sanjay also heard 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. His philosophy is the same. And Arjuna is telling, Nashta Moho Smriti Labdhva. He is in ecstasy that all my illusion is gone, everything is gone. Now I am fully situated in knowledge. And Sanjay is also telling that by remembering all the words and the form of the Lord, my ears are standing on end. And here Dhritarashtra, who was anyway blind from the birth, as it shows by his example that he is also blind, bereft of spiritual vision. Anyway, he was blind from the birth, could not see, but he could not have the eyes to see real knowledge. Everything as Sanjay explains, that now wherever there is Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, wherever there is Lord Krishna and Arjuna, there is going to be right on the face of Dhritarashtra, he says this, and it doesn't affect Dhritarashtra. He has a fear, inner he understands, but a person who is blinded by the so-called attachment of this world, spiritual knowledge does not enter so easily. And therefore Prabhupada mentions here, that they are in the limited conception of life, they are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. So this Dhritarashtra who was so blind, who was so intoxicated by the limited conception of life, the whole battlefield is over, the whole Yudhishthira is already become the king now. He has won the whole battle and Dhritarashtra is still sticking to his post, thinking himself to be a so-called king. And that is the time actually Vidura, feeling very, very compassionate on Dhritarashtra, he comes to take him out of that entanglement. As Prabhupada mentions that, he mentions that they are always engaged in providing the necessities. They are strongly encaged. Prabhupada says, people are generally encaged by their fruitive activities because of a strong desire to enjoy this material world. So we see strong desire and Prabhupada compares it to doggish mentality, uneducated cats and dogs. Strong desire to enjoy this material world, they are encased by the fruitive activities. Dhritarashtra was also holding great hopes of enjoying this world. All the sons are dead. Anyway, he could not enjoy this world, being blind from birth. And now anyway, kingdom doesn't belong to him. But here he is holding to this. And here Vidura comes and preaches to him. And he says, Aho mahiyasya jantor jivit Tash yatha bhavan. He criticizes him, chastises him. Aho mahiyasya jantor, mahiyas. He says, alas, how powerful. He is amazed to see how powerful are the hopes of a living entity to continue enjoying in this material world. He says, just see, bhimapa varjitam pindam adate grihapalavat. He says, it's so powerful your desire to enjoy in this material world that here, the same people whom you tried to kill, you tried to set on fire, you tried to poison, you tried to usurp their kingdom, take away their wife. And now when they have killed all your sons, they have acted absolutely against you. Now you are living at the remnants of such people, thrown like by such people like Bhima. And he specifically mentioned the word Bhima, because he had killed his sons. You are living like a household dog, and he compares to a household dog. A very powerful dog is supposed to be one of the very glorified animals in the Bhagavatam. Several places his name is mentioned. Cats and dogs. And in fact, dog is considered as good and bad also. Even in many bhajans also, it is mentioned that Tomara Kinkarami, so many bhajans are there. Dog is glorified. So what is the quality of dog? Faithfulness. Either is faithful to the spiritual energy or faithful to the material energy. So here is compared that you are a household dog. You have living on the remnants of the same people whom you tried to kill. So there is try to invoke detachment. So Prabhupada says in the purport that a sadhu, when he approaches a king should not expect any flattering words from the sadhu. Oh, you're such a nice king, very good, nice person, how are you? No, right? The first thing is come here. He has come with the only business to cut away your attachments. Very heavy to digest that statement. But that's what Prabhupada writes there. So, Vidura also here, seeing Dhritarashtra completely encased in the materialistic enjoyment, holding on to fruitive activities is trying to enjoy. Thinking in terms of my family, my community, my kingdom, my nation. This is mine, that is yours. But here, considering the very harsh, very hard philosophy of Vidura, which cuts away all the material propensities, he says, Pragya Chakshur Bodhita. When a sadhu is preaching, sadhu is speaking all the cutting philosophy, this philosophy is not just for nice entertainment. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is preaching to the friends. Oh my friends, it's not that there is a public debate going on, public speaking course going on. So Prahlad speaks something and children hear something. This philosophy is a heavy philosophy and it's meant for deep contemplation. So not that when Dhritarashtra is speaking, Dhritarashtra is saying, oh, you are like my younger brother, why should I hear from you? He says, Pragya Chakshur Bodhita, with great introspection he understands. With great introspection, considering each and every word of the statement of this great sadhu Vidura who has just descended to deliver me. Every line taking to be a personal self instruction for his personal self. Pragya Chakshur Bodhita. He considers, introspects, understands. And because of that, Chitva Sveshu Sneha Pashan. Chitva Sneshu Sneha Pashan. He was able to cut off this familial affection. So therefore Prabhupada recommends this Bhagavatam, this Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is not a book of just philosophical speculation or nice entertainment of stories. Every statement is coming from a sadhu to cut off the attachment of the conditioned living entities. Chitva Sveha Sneha Pashan. Cut off the deep family attachments. Arjun also had the same thing, problem. He's talking about, oh Krishna, my kula will be destroyed. What is that verse? Doshar ete kula ghananam varna sankara karakai. My kula will be destroyed if I do this violence act. Utsa dyante jati dharma. My jati dharma, all the community projects, welfare projects will be destroyed. He's talking about kula dharma. And Krishna is talking, what kula dharma you are talking about? Ashochya Nanvasho, you are talking a big, big learned man. You don't know any knowledge. You are acting like a foolish person. So here, same thing Prabhupada is telling, that these people are talking in terms of community, nation, big, big project. This is mine. This is yours. It's all foolish activities. So here, Vidura. So Prabhupada is elaborating the purports of teachings of Prahlad Maharaj so beautifully, cutting away this philosophy. And therefore, he says that this, therefore, understanding that how material energy is so powerful, a preacher does not take it so lightly. Mahabhav doesn't mean that one become proud that, yes, I have overcome all of your fallen soul, I am going to preach to you. One understands that how fallen, how difficult it is to deal with this matter. So, he takes, like here it says, Pragya Chakshur Bodhita, with great introspection. He understands each and every word which Prabhupada is speaking to me and trying to understand and apply it. That's a beautiful explanation given here. And then further down the purport, Prabhupada explains that Prahlad Maharaj advises everyone to follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Specifically, at a certain point, one must give up family life and take to the renounced order of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge and thus become liberated. So Prahlad Maharaj is recommending about Varnashram Dharma. So one may think, wow, that's again a heavy statement, that at some point of time one must give up family life and take to renounced order of life. So Prabhupada is again trying to bring to the point that this material life is a place of no hope. One has to give it up. But then in Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, the last verse, Prabhupada explains very nicely this point. He says, Vedeshu yageshu tapasu cha eva daneshu yat punya phalam pradishtam atteti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam. So he says, atteti tat sarvam idam. So first explain, what is the path explained? Path of Varnashram, Vedeshu. In Brahmachari life, one is supposed to study all the scriptures very scrutinizingly, understand this Vedic scriptures. Yageshu, what is Yageshu? The duty of householders, yajna, dana. So one is supposed to conduct all the sacrifices, charitable activities. Tapashu, what is the activity of tapa? Austerity for vanaprastha, retired life. So this varnashram dharma is a very systematic process how to regulate your attachments and aversions. Your attachment to desire to enjoy the world and aversion to religious principles. How to regulate it? How to bring you on the right track slowly, gradually? Shanai, shanai. So vedeshu, yagyeshu, tapashu, daneshu, yat punya. So all these activities give great punya, great piety to advance to spiritual life. Atteti tat sarvam idam viditva. But then Prabhupada explains, idam viditva. This word idam viditva refers to this knowledge explained in 7th and 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead and His different energies. And one's relationship as a constitutional part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada explains, one who becomes fixed up in this knowledge, idam viditva, he automatically surpasses all the pious results of Vedeshu, Yajyeshu, Daneshu, Tapasu. One who comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. And therefore Prabhupada very nicely glorifies. Actually sometimes Bhagavad Gita being a philosophical book seen from different philosophical angles. But the most priority as devotees of Krishna consciousness movement, we have to understand the angle which Prabhupada is presenting. That how to strengthen our practice of Krishna consciousness on the basis of these Bhaktivedanta purports. Understanding the Prabhupada, the Gita, Bhagavad Gita from Srila Prabhupada. So here Prabhupada explains so many purports that how Sankirtan Yajna is a great benediction for this age of Kaliyuga and it fulfills all the purposes of Vedas. In second chapter also where it's explained the analogy. Just like how a reservoir of water, a big reservoir of water fulfills all the purposes of small, small ponds of water. Similarly, all these Vedeshu, Yajyeshu, Tapashu, all these results are automatically attained by taking to the process of Krishna consciousness. So yes, material energy is powerful. It sucks us inside. It just infects us so easily. Like few days back, I was giving some devotees an example in our guest house upstairs. In one of the rooms, one cupboard was locked for so many days. Almost an year actually. A lot of luggage was stored there. And one day we just opened and the whole cupboard, very nicely good looking from outside. Very good looking. Everything was perfect. Nobody could say what's happening inside. It had all turned black. And it was all eaten by termite. Just touched it and everything collapsed. That's all. So this is how material energy infects. So subtly, one does not realize. So matter is very infective. It just holds us. So here the point is that a person gets entangled and caged. Another example of Kashyap Muni. Kashyap Muni, right? With Diti, Kashyap Muni. That's third canto. Kashyap Muni. That how he was a person of great knowledge. He knew what is religion, what is irreligion. Fixed up in knowledge, fixed up in his religious duties, he was engaged in his evening religious duties. And there, how Diti, having a desire to have union with Kashyap Muni, puts this proposal. And Kashyap Muni, who knew that this is an absolutely inauspicious time for such a kind of activity. This is not the right time. This is against religion. But he very easily submits to the request of Diti. So we see very difficult to overcome. A person of great knowledge also gets deluded and bewildered. So Prabhupada is mentioning that yes, Krishna consciousness is the only way. One has to strengthen his hold in this process of Krishna consciousness. There Prabhupada compares with Haridas Thakur. That how Haridas Thakur, in spite, now Kashyap Muni is coming from an exalted background. And Haridas Thakur apparently is coming not from so exalted background. From low birth apparently. But here the same Haridas Thakur, when he was tested by Maya Devi herself, he could easily withstand all the tests. Prabhupada said, this is a great test in spiritual realization. If one can pass this test, means he is really strongly situated. So therefore, this explains that Krishna consciousness fulfills all the purpose of Veda, Yajna, Tapa, Dana, and one surpasses all the piety obtained just by taking to this process of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeeva Jago, Gora Chand Bole. So this beautiful, this song is explained that how Enechi Aushadhi Maya, a simple medicine is being given to you. Enechi Aushadhi Maya, Nashi Bara Lagi, Hari Nam Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. That I have brought this message, this of holy name, this Aushadhi, for destroying the illusion of Maya. This illusion which is bewildering with the desire and hatred, which is sucking you inside the material world, which encages you, which bewilders you, which does not allow you to take shelter of, to purify yourself. I have get the supreme medicine, very simple to take. Nashi Bara Lagi. Now take this Harina Mahamantra and take it. So this a beautiful bhajan where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this beautiful medicine of holy name to take a conditioned living entity who is drowning deep in the dark well of illusion. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually, we see the prayerful mood, how a devotee takes shelter of this holy name. Actually, Krishna consciousness is all a matter of prayers. Krishna conscious process is just nothing but a matter of prayers. Harina Maham, like Prabhupada explains in another place, you know, where this verse comes. What is that? Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam. What is that full verse? So Prabhupada explained that Bhava, what is this Bhava? The certain mood. Krishna consciousness is not just a mechanical process of taking shelter of the holy name. Taking shelter. So there Brahmaji is telling, Esha Prapanna Varada, you are the benefactor of one who takes shelter. So this Harinam process, holy name is nothing but a process of expressing your prayers, a deep desire of taking shelter and connecting to that spiritual energy of the Lord. Otherwise, a person is helplessly sucked into the material energy. So that care, that attention has to be taken very nicely. And that prayerful mood is seen in another bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says, Sakali tomara maya. He says, Sakali tomara maya, nahi mam bala, jnana sunirmala. What strength I have to fight this divine energy? Even Brahmaji could not be spared. He fell down to, that example is there. Kashyap Muni, big scholars could not be spared. We hear big exalted people in our sampradaya, sometimes found is difficult. So, what to talk of me? Jnanas, nahi mama bala, jnanas, sakali tomara maya. Wherever I go, just I encased by the material energy. So, what do I do? Swadhina nahi kaya. This material body is strongly under the conditionings. And these conditioning, what is that? Sadrisham cheshate swasya. Even a man of knowledge is strongly conditioned. Even if a man of knowledge is somehow pulled by his conditionings. So, swadhina nahi kaya. What strength I have. So that is the prayerful mood Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing here. And then he says, Niyata charana sthane, mage ai paamara kandiya kandiya, koro he karuna dana. So beautiful prayers, he's explaining that Niyata charana sthane, he's begging for that connection to the lotus feet of the Lord, for that attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, which having once obtained, one does not leave that. One does not, what is that? Yam labdva chaparam labham. One does not deviate from there. Mage ipa marak. And what can one do? Just beg and cry. That's all. Koro he karuna dana. And he says, Tumi to sakala paro. Durjane tarite tomara shakti kya che papirar. You are able to do anything. You have the power to deliver all the sinners. Who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? And then he says, O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come to this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastime for the sake of fallen souls. I am so sinful that although all the demons attain your lotus feet, Bhakti Vinod has remained in this worldly existence. So this beautiful prayer that is expressing the mood a devotee is supposed to have. That is the bhav. Chanting of holy name is not just external activity. Just because we say Lord Chaitanya is so magnanimous, everything is so simple, you get all the piety of Vedeshu, Yajneshu, Tapeshu, that doesn't mean that, okay, you can take chanting of holy name the way we want. So that's one of the things which is demonstrated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to us, that how a beautiful mood, a bhava has to be there of shelter, of begging. And that is where the prayer of Brahmaji makes sense. Esha prapanna varado, ramayatma shaktya. You are enjoying with your internal potency. Let me also have access and connection to that internal potency. And when I can surrender to that, then I am sure I am fully protected by your Supreme Self. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, these are heavy purports, but I find difficult. I just memorize something and